And welcome back to the Neutral Zone. It is Monday, November 11th. Happy Veterans Day to all of our listeners. I am Tyler Gallo.
And I am John Hanna.
And we are back in business. Our 1 year anniversary, basically. We started 1 year ago. I believe it was the 12th.
A Monday. So, no. Was it a Monday? No, it was when we originally did it on Thursdays, right?
No, we were on Mondays. We were on Mondays at 4, though.
We were on Mondays at 11. I don't remember.
But, yeah, that's a one-year anniversary, so I'm surprised we've been on for this long. I'm surprised John hasn't left yet for greener pastures. But, yeah, we've been doing this for pretty much a year. I think we started November 12th last year because I believe that was what was Monday last year. But, yeah, so we're going to get right into things. We have some breaking news to talk about in a little bit once we get to hockey. But we're going to start with the question of the day, the opening segment for almost every show, and John Hanna has come up with it this week. John, what is your question?
What is your least favorite hockey sweater of all time?
That's a great question, because there's a lot of good ones that I like that you don't like, and there's a lot of good ones that I don't like that you like.
And, you know, let's keep this to NHL, because there's lots of ugly ones in, like, the Q, the ECHL that we're not going to bother with.
I always have a special place in my heart for the jumping duck. The Ducks one, but and the Mutaris jersey, this is hard. I don't like the brown Bruins jersey.
It's kind of the Winter Classic one.
Yeah, it's like weird, and especially when you play with it in Chell and they have brown pants. It's disgusting. I don't like it. Well, John, what's yours?
Mine is either the so there's two from Ottawa, and then one from Calgary.
Okay.
The Ottawa ones are the black alternates that said Sens.
Yeah, those were kind of weird.
And then, while I liked the aways, they were the home during the period where they had just the, like, the Ray Emery era.
Okay.
Remember the aways had that giant swoop in the middle of them?
Yeah.
And like, then...
Oh, with the Canadian leaves?
No, not that.
Or, like, the leaves on it?
No, it was... the red jersey. I'm pulling it up. The people watching won't be able to see it. But my other one is the Calgary Flames horse.
The horse? Okay. I mean, I don't mind the horse one. It's pretty. I think it's pretty cool in my opinion. I feel like it's a one they grew up with. One that
here. Oh, here we go. It's this red one that had the giant little.
Yeah, that one was kind of ugly.
That away was amazing, but the home was just terrible.
We actually, for my dad's men's league team, we used those jerseys.
Really?
Not the swoop ones. The home and aways for our jerseys. So
yeah,
it's
like,
pretty cool.
Those ones are those are terrible.
Yeah, those are pretty. They're not a good design.
But those ones are... No, that's not a good... Where's a picture of them? Yeah, these ones I love.
Yeah, those are our jerseys for our men's league team. So I think the one that doesn't get a lot of respect that I've always seen is the dog Coyotes jersey.
Which, the full body?
The full body. I like that one.
It's okay.
I didn't mind that one. That one was pretty cool, but you can't use it in Chell. Come on, NHL. You got to get every jersey in the team's history to use because that would be amazing. But, yeah, that is my least favorite, and that is John's least favorite. So we're going to get right into baseball. A bit of a slow news week when it comes to baseball, but the GM meetings do start later this week, so there's something. That means this offseason is going to fly by.
It will.
I mean, just a couple weeks ago the World Series ended, but now the offseason is in full swing, and – the hot stove is ice cold, as I put on this document. But Silver Sluggers were named. It's a bit of controversial ones. I will pull those up right now. Who do you think is going to be the? What do you think is going to be the biggest signing this offseason for what? Who do you think is going to get the most money this offseason, John?
Garrett Cole.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think he's going to get 7 years and maybe like normally around what he should get. I don't know. I don't know a good money gauge for him, but he's definitely going to get like 6 or 7 years, I think, from Anaheim. So that's good. All right. So we got Silver Sluggers. Mitch Garver, his first Silver Slugger, was a breakout season. 31 home runs and just 311 at-bats for the Twins this year. Everybody was hitting bombs on the Twins. And the NL winner was JT Realmuto at catcher. That's his second for the Phillies. And then we'll move to first base. American League was Carlos Santana. That was his first. And then we have Freddie Freeman, the bit of a confusing one at first base in Atlanta. Why didn't Pete Alonso win the Silver Slugger?
I don't know.
That's confusing. 38 home runs and 295, so that's probably why he had a better average than Pete Alonso. But, Pete Alonso hit 53 home runs this year. So, all right, second base, DJ LeMahieu from the Yankees and Ozzie Albies from the Braves. Third base, Alex Bregman from the Astros. Anthony Rendon from the Nationals. This was expected. Shortstop, Xander Bogaerts. Bogaerts and Noma from the Red Sox. And then Trevor Story from the Rockies. And then American League, the outfield, Mike Trout. His seventh Silver Slugger. Jeez. George Springer and Mookie Betts. And then the National League was Cody Bellinger, Christian Yelich, and Ronald Acuna Jr. Then we go to designated hitter for the American League only. It is Nelson Cruz, and he was just unreal this season. 41 home runs. He was probably the, in my opinion, he was the biggest signing for the Twins, or biggest addition for the Twins this year. He was the one that put them over the top, I feel like. So he had a really good season for them. Hit almost, I think he hit 300 for them. What a year for him. And then the pitcher in the NL was Zachary Greinke. All right, that's all the Silver Sluggers there. And then award voting is this week. You want to go through your predictions for awards, John. We got Cy Young, Manager of the Year. We've got Rookie of the Year. And we've got MVP. So why don't we start with MVP, the biggest award. Who do you think is going to win it out of the three candidates in the NL? You've got Anthony Rendon, Cody Bellinger, and Christian Yelich.
if he stayed healthy the entire year, Yelich. But I'm going with Rendon.
Rendon. It's hard for me to pick between Rendon and Yelich. I think it's going to go to Rendon just because of, like you said, how Yelich was hurt. And then in the AL, it's Trout, Marcus Semien, and Alex Bregman. A bit of a weaker circuit in the AL.
It's Trout. I mean, why would it not? It's always Trout.
It's always Trout. And even if Trout didn't get hurt, he still would have won it. But I think if Marcus Semien wins it, that would be crazy. So, yeah, Marcus Semien, the Silver Slugger, and then award voting, we've got Rookie of the Year, Pete Alonso, and Yordan Alvarez. I mean, you can't really go wrong with those two. And then you've got the Manager of the Year, I think it's Mike Schilt in the NL, and then the AL, I think it's going to be Kevin Cash. I think Kevin Cash brought the Rays to the playoffs, and that's something great. So and they haven't done that in a while, so that is going to be something good. And then something that hasn't happened in 2 weeks, Luke Yost is back to give his prediction. Luke Yost has had 2 weeks to sit on this one. It's been 2 weeks.
You weren't here last week.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
You were MIA.
I was just caught up in the newsroom working over some stuff. But how about that? Just a big bold.
Don't say it yet.
I'm not.
We're doing it later
but
in the show.
But if you're a fan of hockey, you know what's happening.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read over question of the day. What is your favorite hockey sweater of all?
Least favorite.
My least favorite sweater might be the...
We were talking about this.
The Predators...
Oh, the mustards?
Mustard yellow ones.
Yeah.
They're plain. The Predator does not look very scary. they're pretty ugly. I'm a big fan of the Oilers... Oil drop.
I love those.
Yeah, those are
the dark blue, black ones, wherever they are.
Yes, yes.
Those are decent.
I don't like their oranges.
I don't mind their oranges. I think oranges are pretty cool.
The stealth mode ones they have this year are kind of
the black ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of ugly. Anyway, my prediction that may or may not come true, I'm about like a 60% rate right now, right? I'd say so.
Something close.
Yeah, something around that. You've done pretty favorably on some of the more outlandish ones you've made.
So yeah,
that's the big kicker there.
I would say my prediction is Gerrit Cole to the Yankees. You heard it here first. Signed, sealed, delivered. You hear it by the end of the month. Gerrit Cole to the Yankees.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
That's really the only, I feel like, other choice than the Angels right now. And the Phillies have them on their target, but...
Who don't the Phillies have?
Bryce Harper. They always say they're going to get everybody, and then they don't. That's just the Phillies mentality. But yeah, so he says that, and he's could be right.
He could be right.
Will he? that is up for debate,
that's
but also
that's the important question. Will he?
Yeah. We don't have a lot of baseball this week, obviously. So, John, what happened in football? Anything big happened in football?
Not really.
Not really.
It was football.
Football. Miami Dolphins won 2 games in a row. Who thought we'd be saying that?
Well, to be fair, they played the Jets and the Colts.
The Colts are pretty good.
They were supposed to be.
Just an interesting, yeah. But the fact that Brian Flores, who we did say was a good coach last week, outcoached. Whoever the I mean, it's not hard to outcoach Adam Gase. Not at all.
No, but Frank Reich is a good coach.
Frank Reich is a good coach. So, I don't know. I guess it was just maybe just a laugher of a performance for the Colts.
It was not a good They had Brian Hoyer as their quarterback.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. All right, well, that is all we have for baseball and a little bit of football. It looks like the Cincinnati Bengals will get the first overall pick next year, though. They have just been out of nowhere, just 0-8. That is unbelievable, and I am very mad because Joe Mixon is on my fantasy team, and he decides to actually do something this week, which he has never done all season, but yes.
The big news.
Yeah, Nick Foligno suspended for two. No, Don Cherry has been relieved.
And
of
it was
his
three
duty.
Games anyway. You. Oh, Don Cherry. Oh, yeah. Oh, Don Cherry been fired. Oh, yeah. Don Cherry been fired.
See, that's what you don't do in the pros. I don't like the storm surges, stupid. Those guys are a bunch of jerks.
Way to go, boy. There we go. Nick Foligno, call it the week. Suspended three games. Yeah.
Kyle Appizzo. Don Cherry has been relieved of his duties at TSN.
A statement from TSN states, quote, "Sports brings people together. It unites us, not divides us."
Why did they have this at the beginning? Is just what I want to ask.
Following further discussions with Don Cherry after Saturday night's broadcast, it has been decided that it is the right time for him to immediately step down. During the broadcast, he made divisive remarks that do not represent our values or what we stand for. Don is synonymous with hockey and has played an integral role in growing the game over the past 40 years. We would like to thank Don for his contributions to hockey and sports broadcasting in Canada. And that is from Bart Yasbleys, president of Sportsnet.
So, what did he say exactly?
He got on a rant about immigrants.
Oh. Well, that's pretty much a one-way ticket to Fireville. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't agree with his statements because Jay Onrate does say in his Twitter bio that TSN agrees with everything he says 100%.
Well, he works for Sportsnet.
Yeah. Well, John and I were watching a compilation of Jay Onrate and was it Dan O'Toole?
Yeah, Dan O'Toole.
Those guys are really funny. And they got a shticky.
The shticky works! Hey, shticky, if you're listening and want to sponsor us, feel free.
Please, we need a sponsor. We need to make some money from this. But yeah, so Don Cherry's fired. It's honestly been a long time coming. It just feels like he's not much more of an analyst and more just old man yells at cloud. That's normally what he is.
Well, technically he did yell at a cloud. He yelled at the Carolina Hurricanes. Hurricane is nothing more than a fancy cloud. Change my mind.
It's just like he made some very controversial statements over time, and I just think that Don Cherry, it was the writing was in the wall after he called the Hurricanes a bunch of jerks last year and they went to the Eastern Conference Final. What are your thoughts on this, Jonathan?
His time was done.
Yeah.
I mean, was he fun to watch? Yes.
Funny to make fun of? Yes, very much. And I think that we have done that multiple times. I think, John, on your project last year for the multicam, was it? We made Owen Krepps pretend to be Don Cherry.
No, we didn't make him. He wanted to. I asked him, he asked me, hey, can I be Don Cherry? And I was like, I guess.
He's like, yeah, my name is Ron Barry. I mean, that is,
It's not even like he tried to hide who he was.
Will I miss him? Not really. Will he be missed in the hockey community? Yes, because of the memes. Yeah. I think that's the main thing he'll be risked. But, yeah, and then we've got another news. We talked about it already. Nick Foligno!
No, it's Foligno.
Foligno! Suspended for three games for probably a hit.
Elbowing Pierre-Edouard Belmar.
Well, who doesn't want to elbow the Vegas Golden Knights?
Well, we have some games.
We have a lot of games. And then, John, one of the most exciting shootouts of the year happened last night.
Florida beat the Rangers 6-5 in a shootout.
Why you have it backwards, I will never know.
Just for that.
Goals by Kreider, Philip Hietl. I'm sorry. Hietl.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. It's almost Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to Gobble, Gobble. Wow, it's a nice city. Kapokako and Jack Hughes. Who's performing better out of the two right now? Sadly for John, it's Jack Hughes because he can't crap on him anymore, even though he's I don't know what he's doing right now. He's just.
It's Kirby Doc.
Kirby Doc.
Kirby Datch.
Cap Gobble Gobble is like the worst plus minus in the league. And there was
that's because he plays in the Rangers.
And that was there was a tweet that said, like, out of all the players in the league, Kaapo Kakko has been the worst. But yeah, other goals by Lindgren. I don't know his first name.
It's not Charlie, is it?
Probably.
Michael Lindgren?
And then it's an S, a K, and a J all in a row, so that's a nope.
Ryan Lindgren, that's
Ryan
the
Lindgren.
One.
Brady Shea.
And then for Florida, somebody I have never heard of before scored.
Yeah, the last guy I don't know. But speaking of Florida, I'm on Be A Pro, I'm on Florida. Evgeny Dadonov and Jonathan Huberdeau are terrible line mates. They can score, but they always take the worst shots ever. I'm like, I'm just trying to get out here, get more assists, and you guys can't score. It's just bad. And that's also my fault for accepting the 2-year or is it 1 or 2 year deals with Florida.
Yeah, well, Dadonov, Barkov, Boyle, Vetrano, and Nick Tontonato. I think it's Nick. Dominic Tontonato.
This is one of the few players that we see whenever we see a player on the thing that John and I both don't know.
I mean, he looks like the most generic NHL player of all time.
Yeah, that's true. He does look like a Joe NHL.
Let's see. He's played for Florida and Colorado, was drafted by Toronto. What has he done?
Nothing. I mean, probably nothing that is of any importance.
He has two career NHL goals, technically.
So that was his second goal?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's fourth point. He's already 25.
What a great career
he's from
had.
Duluth.
UMD Bulldogs. Right. And then the shootout was Frankie Vetrano, Gobble Gobble, and Vince Trocheck. We will call Kaapo Kakko Gobble Gobble until the end of time.
Yes. And Dallas and Winnipeg.
3-2 in overtime. Winnipeg took that one. Goals by Matthias Janmark Nylund.
I don't know why, but that's when I Google. I'm sure he just goes by Matthias Janmark.
Yeah, I think he does go by Janmark.
But if I search NHL on this to get the scores, okay, that's not what I wanted. I just wanted the NHL on Google.
Well, and then Radek Foxo scored. Yeah. And then goals from Winnipeg by Andrew Kopp, Patrick Laine, and Mark Scheifele with an electric goal in overtime. I love Winnipeg's crowd.
Yeah. Smallest rank in the league. See, if I go to their thing, it says his full name.
That is interesting because I've always seen it spelled as Janmark, so maybe he's doing it differently.
Maybe.
But I like the blue jerseys, the Winnipeg blue jerseys. They're kind of nice, but they're also, maybe if it was a little bit darker blue, they'd be perfect.
Oh, dear. I went back to the page for Dominic Tontonato.
Yeah.
Would you like to know who his line mates were for his first NHL game?
I can only imagine.
With Colorado.
Probably JT Compher and Tyson Yost.
No. He centered a line between Sven Andraghetto and Nail Yakupov.
What a great line. Oh, man. That is excellent. Oh, my God. That's a great line. But then, the next game, John. Something we don't ever see.
Devils win.
Devils win on a Sunday.
Yep. On the Lord's Day, the Devils win. Vancouver's goal from Brett Besser and Drewsy from Bratton Simmons.
I got to say, the Devils are 2-0 against Vancouver this year. And they will be 2-0 against Vancouver. They swept the season series against Vancouver as John turns down my mic.
I turned down mine, too. I have the audition in the background.
Yeah, it's pretty loud.
Oh, yeah. Look, it's up there.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. The Devils win. I was sweating throughout that entire game because no lead is safe with the New Jersey Devils. But the next game. John, what happened in the next game?
The Vegas Golden Knights lost to the Detroit Red Wings 2-3 in Vegas goals from Max Pacioretty and Jonathan Marchessault, and Detroit's goals from Anthony Mantha, Madison Bowie, and Andreas.
I don't know why I always think his name is Mason Bowie. I feel like I've said that before.
You have.
I have. It's just
you've also said Bowie. I actually still don't know what it is, but Andreas. Athanasiou.
Andreas Apostolopoulou. The next game. Oh, the Flyers won 3-2 in a shootout. Danton Heinen and Brad Marchand scored for Boston. And then Myers and Konechny scored in regulation for, is that Philippe Myers? Philippe Myers scored in regulation for the Flyers, and Joel Farabee scored in the shootout for the Philadelphia Flyers.
You know who doesn't have a goal yet for the Flyers? I know he hasn't played yet, but...
Nolan?
Bust.
Bust Patrick. And you know what was really funny? This was on the Devils broadcast. So they pulled up the top five picks, or they pulled up the... They pulled up the picks from that draft, like, because Nico was in that draft, yeah. And so was Elias Pettersson, because they were playing Vancouver. And it said it had Pettersson, it had Heischer, it had Patrick, it had Cale Makar, and I think it had somebody else.
Yeah,
but it said four of the five on there are bona fide stars. You know who the one wasn't?
Nolan.
Nolan Patrick.
So the top 10 in that draft, I believe all but three have made their debut. Nico, Nolan Patrick, Miro Heiskanen.
Guy that John does not like.
Cale Makar.
Elias. Was he fourth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Elias Pettersson. Cody Glass. Elias Anderson. Or Elias. I don't know how he pronounced it.
He's still a bust.
Casey Mittelstadt. Michael Rasmussen. And Owen Tippett. I know Mittelstadt, Pettersson, Makar, Heiskanen, Patrick, and Heischer have all made it. I think Anderson's played a couple. He tripped.
Elias?
Yeah, he tripped coming onto the ice, didn't he?
Yeah, he's on the Rangers. He's just a bust. And people thought he was going to be really good because he had a good Worlds, which is not translating into
NHL.
And he threw his medal into the stands, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was just so funny. He's like, yeah, well, four of the five guys on there are bona fide stars. And he was talking about Nico, Miro, Makar, and Pettersson. And they didn't. And the other one was Nolan, the one that they didn't mention. Because Nico... I just think Nolan Patrick's just had some injuries. Kanji with a bit of shade there, but
how does it must feel sad to not be the best player, the best NHL player in your family?
Yeah, who's that?
His uncle.
His uncle, Nolan Patrick's uncle.
Yeah.
What's his uncle?
James
Patrick.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I think there was a lot of expectation on him. When he first came up, because he used to be the consensus number one. And then he got hurt, and then he had the struggles, and they're like, Heischer is the better player. And I think I was surprised when they took Heischer, but I also was like, I like it. And it's paid off. He's got the most points out of those. Obviously, Pettersson's probably going to overtake him soon. Pettersson's just so unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Elias Pettersson is just a great, great player, and I think he's the best one out of that draft. As much as I like Nico Heischer, Elias Pettersson is the best from that draft.
Yeah.
By far. But that was a great draft. On to the other game, and it's a slugfest in Chicago. Toronto, Chicago, final score 5-4 in favor of Chicago. Goals from Michael Nylander. Two goals. John Tavares and Johnsson. I don't know his first name.
Andreas
big Johnsson.
News, big news for John Tavares, though. He was named the coach for the Buffalo National League lacrosse team.
Interesting.
His
uncle's name is also John Tavares, isn't it?
Yes. Who played lacrosse for the Buffalo Bandits.
That's pretty funny. And then Chicago.
Kirby Dach. Jonathan Toews.
Patty Kane, too. And then
Brandon Saad.
How many goals does Dach have now? Is it two or three?
Two.
Two. Pretty good.
Yeah, and then... Next game was a
slugfest, but we're going to talk about one of the performances later.
And it's obviously Max Jones who had a goal.
Yeah, Max
or maybe
Jones.
It's Ricard Raquel.
Oh, who knows? No, but Edmonton, Connor McDavid is unreal. Reached his 400th point in that game.
Connor McDavid beat them he beat them by himself.
A hattie for McDavid. We always have hat tricks on our show. I feel like we always have hat tricks on our show.
We have two things. Two things are certain. Hat tricks.
And Houston beating up on the team before. And the Devils losing on Sunday sometimes.
Yeah, most of the time.
Mets also.
That's just not on Sundays. That's most days. It's true.
How did those Sabres do in the Global Series, John?
They scored. Arizona's Arizona's taking on Washington tonight at 7, and Ottawa's taking on Carolina at 7:00.
And that is all we have for hockey. So It's at the point of the season where it's just slow.
Yes.
Like, slow news week in hockey, slow news week in baseball. Football, not much has happened either, and we don't give a crap about basketball. But there is always one thing that is certain, besides the two things we've mentioned before.
And that is me constantly and Look what I'm doing to the segment we're about to go to.
John just mucking up the document beyond belief.
I'm hoping.
He's unbolding and bolding the word clips, which is our next segment. We're right into clips. The best segment of the day. And we're going to start off with that. McDavid hat trick. John, do you have it queued up or do I have it queued up?
You have it queued
up. I have it queued up this week. John was playing it on his computer while I was trying to play it on my computer last week. And it came out for a pretty epic segment. But we're going to get to this one. Connor McDavid with a hat trick and a pretty sweet goal.
Checked by Henrique. Now to Raquel. Raquel moving in with Henrique. Adam Henrique throws it towards the net. Ends up behind. Holzer pitching. Gets by him. And Draisaitl. Outlet pass for Cassian. Now to McDavid. McDavid drives his way in. Here is Connor McDavid. Oh. Upstairs. What a goal. Wow.
Wow is the right
way. That is the definition of wow.
That's the definition of Connor McDavid right there. I mean, and Zach Cassian's on his line. Is that Draisaitl, McDavid, and Cassian on a line?
That's the only line they have.
Cassian riding the coattails of McDavid and Draisaitl, which I feel bad for Draisaitl because he will always have to ride McDavid's coattails, but he's just a great player.
He is, but I don't think he's worth the contract he has.
No, he's going to be bad in a couple years. And then that is the hat trick for McDavid. That was a really nice goal. He bodied the defenseman, whoever that was. The historic clip of the week. We have Michael Conforto going yard twice in the World Series, a game that I was in attendance for with my father. We'll take you to that.
2016. Conforto hits one into right. Down the line. It is gone. Home run for the rookie. And the Mets lead 1-0 in game 4 here in the third.
You didn't see 2 years ago. That
This is a bit of a long clip here, but he does it two home runs. It's coming up in a little bit. I don't like Harold Reynolds.
I mean, better than Joe Buck.
Fly ball into right. Will this carry? He has got another. Conforto. 3-1.
3-1.
3-1.
Joe Buck. That is hit deep to right. At the wall, it is gone. Joe Buck. Mitchell.
Manning gets free. He throws. He has Tyree, and it is caught by Tyree.
Joe Buck ruins every moment, but that is something I will never forget. The electricity of Citi Field during the World Series. It's unrivaled in baseball. Besides, there's two stadiums that are more electric in the playoffs, and that is Toronto by far. Rogers Center, if you see, look at their 2015 playoff run, holy crap.
That's just because they're Canadian.
The Rogers Center was rocking. And then the second one is our beloved Bucktober. PNC Park is pretty good atmosphere in the playoffs.
Are you sure? They haven't been there in quite some time.
They haven't been there since 2015, so yeah. Yeah, that is a historic clip. And then John's obscure clip of the day. It's not obscure, not too obscure. It's pretty funny, actually. But since it's Veterans Day, we have a veteran catching a touchdown pass. We will take you to that one, and it's the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Can't have a third drive end in nothing. 21 yards. That's all it is. Oh, it's a fake. Direct snap. Boswell throws, and it is caught by Villanueva for a touchdown.
That was Alejandro Villanueva, a offensive tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And just a little, he was in the Army for technically until the present. but he has a Bronze Star Medal, National Defense Service Medal, Afghanistan Medal, Global War on Terrorism, Army Service Ribbon, Overseas Service Ribbon, and a NATO Medal. So
very star-studded lifestyle for Alejandro Villanueva, and we salute him.
And is back to, obviously, playing in the NFL.
Yeah.
Which I'm considering. That's just insane.
It's insane, especially what you can go through. Like, obviously, Ted Williams did it in the MLB. Lost a couple of years, I believe, to the Army. One of the greatest players of all time. Alejandro Villanueva going through what he did nowadays. I mean, when it's so prevalent, PTSD and all that.
And also, two other players that we would be, it would be stupid if we didn't say.
Yeah.
Pat Tillman.
Yeah.
You know who he was, right?
I know the name.
He was the defensive back for the Cardinals that went over to serve after 9/11 and was killed.
Yeah.
And then Bob Kelsu, who was a tackle for or offensive lineman, at least, for the Bills back in the 60s. He went over to serve in Vietnam and was the first NFL player to be to die in combat.
Yeah. So, obviously, it's just a salute to service today. If you know a veteran or you're saying, obviously, give him a salute. You know, when we were at the Pirates game a couple of years – or not years ago – a couple months ago, John, there was a veteran sitting outside, and you saluted him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you just got to do that. I know I obviously didn't because I didn't see the guy, but because I was already in the stands. But, you know, I would have done it if I saw him because
they risked their lives.
They risked their lives so we could have lives. That's pretty much the biggest statement there. Land of the free because of the brave.
Yes.
That's what people say all the time. But, yeah. So, after that, we have the card of the day, the closing segment of the day, as always. And Jonathan Hanna, who is it?
It is none other than a 2011-12 Upper Deck Victory Stars of the game, Marion Gaborik.
Gaborik, always been a pretty good player. Until his later years, he was always a good scorer.
Until, like, his last five, he's been pretty poor.
Does he still play?
He's technically on Ottawa's roster for cap reasons, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what trade sent him there. That might have been... No, that was the Phaneuf trade, I'm pretty sure. Do you want to run through his stats real quick?
Yeah, he was taken in the first round, third overall in 2000 by Minnesota, and 1,035 games played in his career, 407 goals and 408 assists for 815 points. So, pretty even player. He's a 2013 Stanley Cup champion with the Los Angeles Kings, and he played with Minnesota, the Rangers, Columbus, Los Angeles, and Ottawa.
Here we go. He was traded alongside Nick Shore to Ottawa for Dion Phaneuf and Nate Thompson.
Okay. Yeah, and then we have, as we always do, it was a tough this week because I had really good players come up, but they don't really have, like, great moments for these clips. I had, like, guys like Chris Pronger, and I didn't want to do Martin Brodeur yet because I have so many Brodeur cards. But we'll probably do them to cap off the show.
I should do one of these.
Yeah.
Just so, you know, we have different players. I don't have 17 different Martin Brodeurs.
It's 107.
You know what I mean.
But yeah, even worse. This was a moment in triple overtime. I believe this was back in 2012 with the New York Rangers. We'll take you to this moment.
Now to Richards. He's able to gain the zone and work in, and a shot was won. Played on by Girardi. Patted bound to Richards. Centering pass in front. Score! It's Gaborik!
I believe I was at a game in this series. I remember my dad and I went to one of the first couple of games, dressed the Devils jerseys, and we made a poster that said the Devils support the Capitals because they're playing the Rangers, and it's pretty close to our house, so we said, why not? But triple overtime goal in that 2012 Cup run for – or not the Cup run, the 2012
that was the
Eastern Conference final run because the Devils went to the Cup.
That's right, and then lost.
As far as I know, they won because they won every game I went to that year. But actually, we didn't go to a game in that year. We went to one Rangers-Capitals playoff game. I don't know what year that was. But I got a Joel Ward goal on video. So, yeah. But that is all we have for this week. A bit of a slow news week. Pretty extensive episode, though. We talked pretty in-depth about that draft, that 2017 NHL draft.
Yes.
This was a pretty good little segment there. But we will see you next week. That is the last show, I believe, before – is it the last show or the second to last show?
Before break. We have next week.
Well, no, yeah, next week is the last show before break, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the next week is the last show before our break, before our Thanksgiving break. When we come back, we will have a lot more stuff for you. And then we'll have winter break, and we'll get right back into things. So that is the end of the semester, so it's coming up fast. It went by really fast.
Yes, it did.
And as it always does, you know, registration was this week and last week. And we've registered for some good classes. I'm so happy they opened up some new sections for the classes that I really wanted to take this semester. Because, like, I woke up this morning and I'm like, well, now I got to get up at 9 a.m. for an elective that I really don't want to take. And then I got to take another elective that I also don't want to take. But they opened up two new segments. So I replaced one class with those two and took out an elective. And I was like, this isn't bad. And it's especially when it's classes for your major.
Mm-hmm. So that's always the important one.
Yeah. And when you knock your core out, like I have pretty much so far, that's the best thing. So, yeah, that's all we have for this week. As always, I am Tyler Gallo.
I'm John Hanna.
We will see you next Monday for the Neutral Zone. Always interact with us on Twitter @NeutralZoneRMU. Thank you, and see you next Monday.